This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 High FM, and joining us as he does every single week at this time, Rob Hutchinson from Dear South Africa. Rob, how are you doing?
Very well, and yourself, Benji?
Doing very, very good. Rob, often we bring you on to talk about Parliament and public participation there, and maybe we'll get to a talk about that. But sometimes you do local democracy with us. You do cities and discussions on that, and sometimes regulations of different things. And today we're going to go even lower, if you like, in terms of the, or closer maybe to the regulatory frameworks, because we are looking at universities and public participation and participation in general, because UCT's Senate, which is basically the academics of the university, are now calling for a boycott of Israeli academics. And what's interesting is this happened at the same time as an election where alumni of the university are able to actually vote for people on the council, which is sort of like the decision-making body above the academics that has different constituents, all the different constituents of the university. And I suppose that most of the time, nobody would ever really think about voting in a university election if they're not even at the university anymore. And to be honest, even when they're at the university, I don't know how many people actually vote in some of these elections. And yet, it actually makes a big difference.
Yeah, definitely it does. I mean, you definitely need a governing body to make proper decisions and focus on issues such as fundraising and syllabus and even political matters, especially in the civil sector. And from what I can see, there's a great selection of nominees, some very deserving people, including some very influential people within civil society and in the business sector and so on. And as you say, it does come at a strange time, when they are pushing to get rid of the Israeli influence in there. And there are some fantastic individuals. I think it's extremely important that people do have their say on this matter. It does govern tertiary education at UCT quite well, and as we know, it has taken a direction in a very biased direction. In fact, not just at UCT, but across the country, there does seem to be sort of an underlying factor in the political scene, which does influence everything that does go on there.
So and it's not nice just, I mean, it's not just Israel, right? I mean, UCT has had like quite a lot of issues in the last while. Under COVID, there were questions about vaccine mandates. Of course, we had the Rhodes Must Fall matter. There was the vice chancellor, who they're going to have to find a new one because Mamakheti Pacheng seemed to leave under a cloud. So despite being the top, or one of the top universities in Africa, it has had a few challenges in the last few years.
I think all universities do. They've sort of become the breeding ground for political activism, in whichever way it goes. And UCT has a long history within South Africa, and it has produced some amazing people. But obviously, it does suffer towards a sort of new agenda, if I may call it that. And yes, it is across the board, as you say, which is why there should be a strong governing body overlooking these matters. People who can think critically and don't lean towards any left or right agenda, but approach it from a holistic point of view.
Well, there have been actually a number of people from the Jewish community. In the Jewish Report this week, there was an article about some of them that are running. Kelly Phelps and Mark Oppenheimer, Brian Cantor, who's a kind of famous financial journalist, all running. Even together with them, a non-Jewish guy, David Dansara. So there does seem to be some people who are running this time, a bit more of a concerted effort, whereas normally these elections are kind of, people pass by.
Exactly. It's a subtle way of putting it, yes. Yeah. But that does seem to fly under the radar, and I'm glad to see that this time it hasn't. And it takes people such as yourself and others to actually bring it to light. And therefore, I think the public should have the say. I'm not sure if you have to be a previous alumni or current alumni or part of UCT to have your say. But you can do so. I think it's generally by invitation only. However, they have provided a link on their website where people can have their say, and I believe that they should do so.
Yeah, I think that you're correct. If you Google UCT and convocation elections, convocation is just a fancy name for alumni, essentially. You can go and have a look. And if you are a UCT alumni or you know one of them, I believe that the election registration date is actually today, or like the end of the election. So if you want to do it, you can do it today. And if you just send an email to that address, which I will actually, I'm going to look it up for you now so that you can read it, then that would be a good way for you to be involved if you are a UCT alumni. 1 minute before we end, Rob, I mean, we're coming to the end of Parliament pretty much. Are people going to sleep, or are we seeing the opposite with lots of extra effort as the finish line arrives?
Lots of extra effort. There are currently 73 bills sitting before Parliament.
Okay.
which most of them are obviously not going to be done or completed before the 21st of May, which is when Parliament expires, which means some of them will be carried over. They'll have to apply to continue them or reignite them. But I think a lot of them will just fall by the wayside when in our seventh democracy, our seventh parliament. But there's some fantastically interesting ones. Some have just been introduced as well. There's a private members bill introduced by Advocate Glynis Breytenbach of the DA, which is a fantastic amendment to the Constitution, the 21st Amendment. And this is just a notice of intention to introduce this, which comes at a bit of an odd time, just before the elections, but hopefully it will continue after the elections. What it does is propose a new Chapter 9 institution that deals specifically with corruption, which I think is an absolutely brilliant, brilliant idea.
Yeah, absolutely. Rob, and if you want to have a look at any of those bills, all 73, I'm sure, will be on the Dear South Africa website where you can go and comment. Rob, thank you so much for joining us as ever. And if you want to email the UCT guys, I found the connection. If you are a UCT alumni, convocationelection@uct.ac.za. That's convocationelection@uct.ac.za, and just ask for a ballot, and then you can vote by looking on the convocation elections on the UCT website. You can see all of the candidates. Brings us to the end of the show for today and for a little while longer, because it is Pesach. So I think we're actually off for the next 2 weeks when we're not going to be on air, because Pesach is falling on sort of a Monday. So we will see you after Pesach. Have a great one, have a kosher one, have a safe one, and we'll see you next time on the New Blue Review.